A line from an old song goes, "Brother, you can't go to jail for what you're thinking," but in the fight against terrorism, that may no longer be true. This summer, federal officials have broken up two alleged plots against American cities, though neither case was close to an actual attack. Dahlia Lithwick is legal analyst for the online magazine Slate and for Day to Day. Dahlia, is the song wrong? Can you be arrested simply for what you are thinking?
Well, it's probably what you're thinking and then sort of agreeing to do.
So these two cases I mentioned, the targets were allegedly in Chicago and New York.
That's right. The New York plot, we don't know that much about. Someone was arrested either in April or May in Lebanon on suspicion of sort of masterminding a plot to blow up tunnels and bridges in New York to flood the financial district. This was going to happen in the fall of 2006. We do know that the plot didn't get much further than sort of agreement in chat rooms. So there wasn't explosives. They hadn't done the reconnaissance. It was just enough for the government to say this is a serious threat because these guys have made an agreement. The Miami plot, we know a little bit more about. Seven men were plotting to blow up targets, including the Sears Tower in Chicago. Even the FBI acknowledged this plot was, quote, more aspirational than operational. Again, they had no real links to Al-Qaeda. The Al-Qaeda person they thought they were working with was, in fact, a government informant.
Well, maybe there's a contradiction here because the government has interrupted these terror plots before they got very far, maybe before they got far enough to be actual plots. But isn't this what people were talking about when they talked about connecting the dots a couple of years ago when we looked back on what we knew about 9/11, before 9/11?
That's exactly right, Alex. I mean, a lot of those 9/11 plotters who ended up flying airplanes into the World Trade Center and the Pentagon weren't much farther along in their plots than these guys. You go from sort of being a sleeper cell to operational within a nanosecond. And so what the government says is there's no line at which you can sort of say, okay, now they're officially dangerous. This is officially a real plot. We have to get them the minute we hear about this because the alternative is to wait too long.
And what about the civil libertarians?
Well, what they say is, look, these guys are doing what thousands of other people in America are doing. They're bellyaching about hating the government. They're sort of vaguely talking with their friends about wanting to do bad things. They haven't yet crossed a line into real dangerousness. They say we need to wait until some actual conspiracy is concretely there, until there's a date and a target and a place and there are weapons. Then we go after them. The alternative is really to go after people for bad ideas.
Dahlia, you know I look to you for clarity in all things legal. But in your piece that's up on Slate on this argument, I don't actually find you telling me what is the correct position here.
It was a very equivocal piece because I think this is a very equivocal notion. I think that we have to concede that the government is right, that you can't use classic conspiracy law. You can't wait until there's a sort of lit fuse and then say, ah, now we arrest those guys. But the alternative, as I say, is just too dangerous. It seems to me that particularly in this Miami plot where you have seven guys, many of whom are just disaffected bumblers, who are actually possibly induced to come sort of deeper into the conspiracy by the FBI informant himself, I think you really do have to say that's too soon. Once the government is inducing people to join a plot, now you really have a problem. Those are not necessarily the kinds of people who are going to blow up targets. Those are the kind of people who are just kind of hapless followers.
Opinion and analysis from Dahlia Lithwick. She covers the courts for the online magazine Slate and for Day to Day. Dahlia, thank you again.
My pleasure, Alex.